song written by an Alaskan, performed by a national act. That's The Head and the Heart with False Alarm, original tune by Matt Hopper from Hatcher Pass. Bruce Springsteen's classic Blinded by the Light and Kelly Ryan with new music also inside the set. You're listening to KMBA. It's special broadcasting this Saturday as we are in the middle of the KMBA membership week for spring 2017. Support coming in at all times, all hours, and all different forms. We are looking for your support right now with an online donation. Go to KMBA.org to support a station that brings you music, culture, and activities out on the town, such as the Native Youth Olympics down at the Alaska Airlines Center, where John and Frank are hanging out and have been hanging out throughout the afternoon. How are you guys doing at this point of the day?
You know, at this point, we're just still enjoying each event as they abruptly end. So next up is the Seal Hop and the awards as well. And so I'm actually joined here with Kate Tozier, who's a coach at the Native Youth Olympics. And so what can you tell me about the energy today?
It's been pretty great. It's been pretty high. They didn't end up jumping too close to the record for the boys, but they still got up to, I want to say, 108 inches, which is about 9 feet. So it looked pretty cool.
Wow. And so what makes this year different from previous years?
What makes this year different? Well, there actually are fewer athletes this year than previous years, so the events are going by a little bit faster, and we're able to do more events during the off time that aren't featured as regular competitions. So they're able to teach the audience more Native games that aren't in the regular 10-event lineup than they have been in the past. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so what advice do you have for young athletes that are competing for next year? Like, what can they do to really be prepared?
Keep practicing, eat well, sleep good, you know, same thing as other sports. You just need to make sure that your body is taken care of. You need to stretch out, you know, getting strong is fine, but if you're not flexible, then you're not going to be able to go as far or jump as high. And listen to your coach if you have one. There's a lot of people who, some have been coaching for over like 30 years, so there's a lot of knowledge, and just pay attention.
And so how does this event tie into education? Like, what would you say?
So Native Youth Olympics is a school sport, and anybody enrolled in a school district can participate. So any students in any school can participate in Native Youth Olympics. You do not have to be Native. And it, since it's a school sport, it has all the same requirements that other school sports have. So you have to keep up a certain GPA. You have to attend a certain amount of classes, you know, alcohol-free, drug-free, that sort of stuff. So, but also it ties into that it is a way that we can integrate Alaska Native culture into the school system automatically. So more students who might not have been exposed to Alaska Native culture are being exposed through these games, and they're learning about traditional practices. You know, so Seal Hop coming up, that was a way for men to sneak up on the ice, you know, when they're hunting out animals out on the ice. So now all of these kids who, you know, I mean, NYO is a really diverse sport, and are now learning, okay, so youth athletes in the past used to sneak up on the ice, and that's why we do Seal Hop today. So it's a fun way to be like, hey, there's a reason that they practice these games, and this reason isn't relevant in today's time, you know, anymore, but here's a way to kind of keep it alive a little bit. So,
awesome. Thanks, Katie. And so that concludes our live reporting from the Alaska Airlines Center. It's been a pleasure, and the closing ceremonies are expected to continue at 5:30. KMBA's live reporting from the 2017 NYO Games Alaska is supported by the Atwood Foundation, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, Dominant Gold, Soy Unlimited, and the Skiri Foundation.
Well, thanks a lot, John. It sounds like you guys had a good time down there, and thank Frank for us as well.
Yes, thank you.
We've got more great programming still to come, including In Other News. Up next at 4 o'clock, the music continues, after we learn just a touch more about the great NYO games that happen every year here in Anchorage.
KNBA celebrates the Native Youth Olympics. Learn more or join in at CITCI.org.
For thousands of years and countless generations, survival for Alaska Native people depended not only on individual strength, skill, and knowledge, but also on the ability to work together toward common goals. traditional athletic contests and games help develop these and other critical skills to everyday life in the challenging Alaskan environments.
The Alaskan high kick is one of the most elegant and photographed events of the games. Imagine an athlete upside down, standing on one hand on the floor, with that hand and arm supporting their entire body as their foot reaches as high as they can. To prepare for the kick, athletes sit on the floor and balance on one foot while reaching across the torso to hold the other foot. Leaning back on the opposite hand, athletes thrust the balancing foot straight up to kick a suspended ball while maintaining a grip on the opposing foot, then land again on a kicking foot without losing balance. The ball is raised in increments of 4 inches after each round. Each athlete is allowed 3 attempts at each height. When all but 3 athletes have been eliminated, the ball is raised in 1-inch increments until there is a winner.
Today's world is very different than when these games originated, and the skills and values they instill are just as important now as then. NYO Games Alaska is one of a small handful of events, along with the World Eskimo Indian Olympics and the Arctic Winter Games, based on these traditional northern latitude contests.
Hey, hey. KMBA celebrates the Native Youth Olympics. Learn more or join in at citci.org. Support for this program provided by the Atwood Foundation, Crystal Bay Native Corporation, Donlin Gold, Stoyan Limited, and the Siri Foundation. Hey.